make it a practice to have a children's talk as well in the mornings, and we know that there are a number of children who look in, and so I wanted to continue that pattern and speak to the children for a little while. Having said that, however, I want to read a fairly long chapter today, so I'm going to really not say too much in the way of commenting on the verses of Acts chapter 10. But I want to just mention that it is a long chapter and it contains a single story. And yet it's a very important story. So that's why I wanted to read the whole chapter in a single sitting. I did think about breaking it up, and then I thought, well, no, that loses the import. It loses the urgency and the emphasis of the narrative. Because here's the explanation behind Acts chapter 10. Up until this point in the Bible, and there are a few exceptions, I won't mention them at this stage, but with the few exceptions acknowledged, up until this point in the Bible, there had been a general division between Jews and Gentiles. Now, the Jews, they take their name from Judah, which was one of the 12 tribes of Israel in the Old Testament scriptures. And the Gentiles, well, they were everybody else, basically. They were the non-Jews. So we have in scripture, when we read in the Old Testament especially, this distinction between the children of Israel, who then became known as the Jews for one or two reasons, including the exile of some of the tribes, and the Gentiles, who were all of the other nations amongst whom the Jews lived. And what we discover in the Bible when we read the scriptures together is that the Jews treated the Gentiles with a great deal of contempt. They regarded the Gentiles as being ignorant people, as being untaught people, as being heathen and idolatrous people. And while in many respects this was true, the Jews had been blessed by God with revelations and with prophecies and with leaders that honored God. Nevertheless, the Jews also had their troubles and their problems of sin and wickedness. And it was wrong for them to treat the Gentiles with the contempt that they did. God caused that distinction to exist in Old Testament times, as he revealed himself and his purpose of salvation primarily to Jews only. But here's the point, that as far as the church is concerned, there is no distinction between the two. Indeed, the book of Galatians tells us that there is neither Jew nor Greek or Gentile. Greek was another word because the Gentiles tended to speak Greek in New Testament times. So there is neither Jew nor Gentile. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ. You're all one in Christ Jesus, in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus, as he came into the world during his own ministry, he gave a commission to the apostles that they were to go into all the world, not just into Jerusalem and Judea and Galilee and the lands that were owned by the Jews, but they were to take as a great commission the message of the gospel to all the world. And it does appear as if the apostles struggled, even they struggled, to see beyond their Jewishness. And that's what makes Acts chapter 10 so important. Because here the Holy Spirit reinforces by this revelation his design to bring the Gentiles into the church. And it's good to remember that while people make divisions still in the world today between rich and poor and black and white and old and young and educated and uneducated, in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, all believers are united and equal, regardless of their outward differences. And I delight to see how how the Holy Spirit has brought Peter and Cornelius together. Telling Cornelius about Peter and telling Peter about Cornelius, Peter being the Jew, Cornelius being the Gentile, and preparing them both for this union and this lesson of their oneness to be learned. Let's read together and see then what it is that the narrative, which the account shows to us. So we're reading from Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. There was a certain man of Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey, and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry, and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called, and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought in the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause whereof ye are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, "Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore, for what intent ye have sent for me?" And Cornelius said, "4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the 9th hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, 'Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God." Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the 3rd day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be judge of quick and dead, to give him all the prophets, to him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, and as many as came with Peter, because on that the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Amen. May God bless to us this reading from his word. Here we are told that the Lord Jesus Christ was Lord of all men and women, all the nations from all the tribes and all the languages and all the tongues and all the families, all of the people who trust in the Lord from all over the world find that the Lord Jesus Christ is the same to each one of them. These Gentiles believed. And do you see what happened when they believed? Because they did most certainly believe. Nothing had to be said by these Gentiles. They believed in their hearts. And when they believed in their hearts, the Holy Ghost came and indwelt them. In the same way as he had done to the Jews at the time of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit fell upon the apostles. And then again, upon the 3,000 that were saved. So it happened to the Gentiles. They believed in their hearts, and the Holy Spirit came on them as they had done, as he had done to the apostles before, showing us that the Gentiles were accepted by God as were the Jews. But the testimony that we have is this, that for everyone who believes, whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of sins. And this is the great message that still is the message of the preacher today, to take the gospel out to all men and women with this promise that whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of their sins. Their sins will be taken away, their sins will be pardoned, and they will know the Lord Jesus Christ as their own and personal Saviour. Thank you very much for listening to this part of the service.